From promising work to eradicate one of the most important parasitic infectious diseases, to my next guest, who is working to eradicate one of the most important non-infectious diseases, cancer. Dr. Darren Saunders is a cancer researcher at the Garvan Institute in Sydney. Happy New Year.
Happy Darren. New Year.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us, you're working on a new system to attack cancers called metabolic therapy. What does that involve?
So it turns out that over the last 15 or 20 years, we've started to uncover that tumour cells have very different metabolism to normal cells. That is, they use fuel like sugars and amino acids differently to normal cells. And instead of burning them just to make energy, they use these fuels to generate new building blocks for making new cells. And it turns out that the reprogrammed metabolism that tumour cells use to do this is probably a pretty good therapeutic target. And so there's a really huge amount of interest around the world at the moment in developing drugs and using existing drugs that have been out there for years for other diseases to really target these pathways as sort of Achilles heels in the tumours, if you like. So you could think of a tumour like a city, you know, it's got roads of things taking stuff out to build new houses and factories and things like that. And we're cutting off the ability of the cells to make all of these raw building materials. And without that, they literally can't proliferate. They can't make more cells, and that stops the tumour from growing.
And do you find that different kinds of cancers are changing the way that their metabolism works in different ways?
Yeah. So a lot of the work we've been doing recently is on pancreatic and breast cancer. And one of the really interesting things we've found in pancreatic cancer is that the tumour cells make this metabolic shift or reprogramming in response to stress. They're under different conditions of oxygen and different availability of fuel. And what we've actually discovered is that every single tumour we've looked at to date in pancreatic cancer finds a different solution to this metabolic challenge. So genetically, they all have this different spectrum of mutations, which is kind of fascinating from a tumour biology, tumour evolution perspective.
And it sounds very tricky from a therapeutics perspective, because how do you target these metabolics if all the cancer cells are changing in different ways?
Yeah, so I mean, a big problem in tumour biology and in understanding why some people respond to therapy better than others is this notion of heterogeneity, in that there's this, you know, in a tumour, not all the cells are the same, they're all very different. And at a genetic level, we can see that, you know, we can see this sort of mishmash of genetic mutations and changes in the numbers of genes. But it turns out if you look at the level of what the cells are actually doing metabolically, it's a lot simpler than that. And so it actually is less confusing thinking about it in a metabolic context than it is in a genomic context. And so there's a lot of interest, there's a lot of clinical trials going on at the moment with various drugs that hit this pathway.
Yeah, which probably takes us to the question on everybody's lips, which is, when are we going to start to see some results that people will be feeling? When will these drugs come online? How far along are the trials?
So in some cases, some of the trials are actually quite well advanced. So they're in phase 2, phase 3, which are quite late stage trials, which means there are hundreds or thousands of patients that are currently getting some of these drugs. And to date, a lot of the results look really, really promising. And it's not just the results, it's our ability to pick which patients will respond best to which therapies based on our ability to look at their genetics and look at their metabolic profiles and kind of pick and say, okay, you've got a particular profile that says we think you'll respond to this drug. You don't, we'll put you on a different regime of therapy.
Giving patients therapies based on their genetic condition or the genetic problems, this has been the dream for some time. I remember reading about this 10, 15 years ago. Are we there yet with any drugs?
We're starting to get there. So I can give you an example which came from some colleagues at the Garvan Institute recently in pancreatic cancer, where they've been doing genomic profiling of hundreds of pancreatic cancers. And they noticed that a small proportion, and it was a relatively small proportion of patients, had a genetic profile that matched the genetic profile of some breast cancer cells. And there was a drug out there that was aimed at this particular genetic profile. It targets a thing called the HER2. It's a cell receptor, and there's a drug called Herceptin that targets this. And it turns out that those cells from that patient actually responded very well to that drug. And so this is a really good example of not needing to develop a new drug. We can take an existing one that's out there, and based on this genomic knowledge that we now have, we can repurpose it and use it in a different context.
Well, it sounds like you have a very exciting year ahead.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was Darren Saunders, a cancer researcher at the Garvan Institute in Sydney.